Gabriel Grelios. Mr. List, good morning to you. Is there anyone here on behalf of Mr. Grelios? Is Mr. Wayne Rostro present?
They waive their...
They waive argument?
They waive their argument.
Okay. Good enough. Mr. List, you may proceed.
Good morning. May it please the court. Nathan List, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the Appalachian State of Nebraska. Primary dispute here is whether Mr. Grelios' 75-day jail sentence is authorized. We maintain that it is for the reasons set forth in our brief. Ms. Marfisi's brief is quite thorough on the issue, so I don't have much to add. I will just reiterate and emphasize a few points. The thrust of our position is that in order for somebody to qualify for a reduced sentence under 60-4,108 for having a reinstated license, they must have had a valid license in the first place. Section 60-474 defines an operator's license as any license or permit to operate a motor vehicle issued under the laws of the state. When these two statutes are read together in a sensible manner, we would submit the logical conclusion is that a license must be issued in order to be reinstated. In this case,
how do you respond to their argument that subsection 2 defines it as the driving privilege?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what that language means, what they're getting at with just this privilege in the abstract. I don't know if that entails things such as ALRs or what that encompasses, but nonetheless, the very first provision in that statute says that it's something that's issued. It's not just a freestanding privilege to operate motor vehicles. The appellant's argument, if it were adopted, would essentially mean that people don't need any license of any form to be issued in order to operate a motor vehicle, and that's simply not true. Section 60-44 specifically provides that no one shall operate a motor vehicle in this state until the person has obtained an operator's license for that purpose. And then, of course, 60-49 makes it an offense to operate a motor vehicle without an operator's license. The appellant's argument would nullify these statutes as well as virtually every other requirement that comes along with obtaining and maintaining a driver's license. It would be an absurd result, to say the least, which is presumably why the appellant hasn't shown up here today to re-argue their position.
Maybe I don't fully understand this, but if you once had a license and that was revoked and you drove on that and you're convicted of that, you can get a reduction in your sentence if you get your license reinstated. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's how the statute reads.
But if you've never had a license, you don't ever have an opportunity to get that reduction.
Well, right, that's our position. If it's never issued, there's nothing to be reinstated. Because
so you never get the chance to get the get-out-of-jail card free.
Right.
Doesn't the statute say that if you, or also the issuance of a new license, would also trigger that reduction to the $100?
True, yeah, it does. There are three circumstances.
So, reinstated.
So there is an opportunity.
Sure, yeah, just not in the context of reinstatement. Right, right.
Well, the driver's privilege would be reinstated, and then the issuance of the new license, the combination of those two would accomplish what Justice Hapkins requested.
The privilege as a general concept would be reinstated and then a license could be issued, right. But in terms of reinstating a license, just if it's never issued, it can't technically be reinstated, is simply the point I'm making. But right, the opportunity is still there, whether it's in the
So form. What was the piece of paper that Mr. Grelios produced?
It was a... there were a couple exhibits, but the one in question was a clearance letter from Missouri, which indicated that his license was no longer suspended. Apparently what happened was back in 09, he got pulled over for a traffic citation. He didn't have a license, so they effectively created one for him and suspended his ability to get a license for a period of time. That eventually lapsed, and so what he came to court with was that clearance letter saying, well, you're no longer suspended. The defense conceded he still didn't have a license. He had never obtained one and didn't have one. So there was technically nothing to state. But
the goal is that they have a license when they come back for sentencing.
Right, whether it's in the form of a new license, a reinstated license, whatever.
A
exactly,
license.
Yes.
And if you have a license, that's a $100 fine. If you don't have a license and you're up to 90 days in jail, is that right?
Correct, and a potential one-year suspension.
So if Mr. Aurelius, after the lapse of the suspension, would have went through some reinstatement process and obtained a license, then he would have been eligible for the reduction?
Right, right. And I, this still begs the question of what exactly is the reduction? Is it just a $100 fine in lieu of that suspension, or is it truly just a $100 fine maximum? There's a question to be resolved there. I think it's for another day since he didn't qualify, but yes.
Did he ever have a license anywhere?
It's my understanding he didn't, no.
I'm still not sure I understand what he got from the state of Missouri. I mean, what did that document, what was the effect of that document?
The clearance letter?
Yeah.
Well, I think he, the defense's position was that they show up and with this letter that says he's no longer suspended. It's my understanding that once that suspension, they created the fake license and he's suspended for a period of time, so he couldn't get a license. This is why they did it. And then once that period lapsed, he was once again eligible to go get a license if he wanted to do so. He hasn't done so, but he could have. And so I think that's what they were getting at, was that with this clearance letter, it was basically just saying, look, he is no longer, to the extent we created a license and suspended it, that period has lapsed, he's no longer suspended, he can now go get one. And the defense equated that with saying his offense or his license is effectively reinstated. And that's where local
courts struggle. So the state's position is at best that he had an opportunity to get reinstated.
Right, or a new license. Okay. I mean, if he had never had one, he would have to go get a new license in the first instance, in which he could still qualify for this.
Could he have gotten a license in Nebraska?
I'm sorry?
Could he have gotten a license in Nebraska?
If he's a resident here or works here, I suppose so. I don't know the record well enough to answer that question, Your Honor. But yeah, he was certainly eligible to obtain this reduction of a sentence. It's just under the circumstances. Didn't qualify.
And if you met the requirements of Missouri, you could have gone and got a license in Missouri.
Sure.
Would he have been convicted of driving on a suspended license in Missouri if it was the suspension of a fake license?
I guess so.
I guess it's a long way of saying, is the state's position on appeal actually undermining the conviction?
No, I don't believe that it is. I mean, if Missouri itself suspended his license, I would surely think he could have been convicted on driving on a suspended license there. But in terms of our case, I mean, the factual basis alleges he had a suspended license. They took no issue with that. He hasn't signed any error on appeal with that. I don't believe
it's. Okay, so the state's position is you don't have to explore this Missouri fiction. It just shows suspended.
Correct. The appellant hasn't asked you to explore this fiction.
Okay. And did the appellant enter a guilty plea?
I don't recall if it was guilty or no contest, Your Honor. I don't recall. One or the other, obviously. If there are no further questions, we would ask you to affirm the judgment of the district court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next